Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. Just to claim a few lines from Othello, and I'll think you're a...
So, what do we have here, Monica?
Yes, this is the burial site of members of the Scaligero family. And you might wonder what they have to do with our tour today. But they're actually connected to the story of Romeo and Juliet that Shakespeare is famous for writing. And he talks about the Prince Aeschylus, the one who tries to settle the feud between the Montagues and the Capulets. And he's also the one who banishes Romeo from Verona after Romeo kills Tybalt.
Right.
And he is buried here. His tomb is inside here, not one of these very fancy ones that you see. So the Prince Aeschylus, or Bartolomeo della Scala, which was his real name, is on the ground inside here.
Inside. Look at the ironmongery outside and everything. It's beautiful. But boy, is it impressive.
It is very impressive. And they wanted to be admired when they were alive, this della Scala family, and also after their death. But I think it's important also that we know that the story of Romeo and Juliet, it's not taken from just out of thin air. It's actually steeped also, or it's linked to real historical people like the Bartolomeo della Scala. And the Montagues and the Capulets, they actually were families that existed in the 1300s in Verona.
And were at each other.
Yes, they were at each other. And the reason we know that is because Dante wrote about it in his Divine Comedy.
Now, here we are. You brought us to the scene of the crime. Now, this is the courtyard, which does have all the writing on it on the walls and everything. Casa de Giulietta Cortina.
Yes, the Juliet's house, which was... it's probably belonged to the Capuletti in the 1300s.
Right.
But there was no balcony at the time.
Oh.
And Shakespeare never mentioned a balcony because in Elizabethan times it wasn't a word in English. They didn't know what it was. So it's actually from the 1930s, but it's become...
1930s?
Old. Yes. Thanks to Hollywood.
God bless Hollywood.
In the 1800s, people started traveling to Verona. They had read their Shakespeare. They came here. Where's the house? Okay, where's the house?
Of course, of course, of course.
And they found this one that they said, okay, it could possibly have been the Capuletti's house. And we're going to see why they chose that. But then after the mid-1930s with the movie, people saw it and they had resolved this scene where Juliet appears at a window And Romeo comes in and sees her. They put her on a balcony. And so people came and said, where is the balcony? It doesn't exist. So they took an old sarcophagus, removed one wall and stuck it on the wall.
Is that what they did?
Yes.
That's fantastic. I should explain, we're in a queue right now, and this is just ahead of when the operas begin, which means this is nothing compared to the queues there will be. Are you still allowed to go up on the balcony? They used to allow it.
Yes, you have to pay a ticket to get into the house, so it's quite interesting. And you can also get married in there if you want.
You can't.
Yes.
It's too late for me. And there's the statue, of course, that people put their hand on her breast to bring love, is it? To enhance their...
Yeah, you should be forever lucky in love if you touch her right breast. Some people tend to use both hands and touch both. I don't know what happens
that's just
to them.
That's just greedy.
That's greedy.
We are directly under the alleged balcony, you know. Yes. I think it's time we heard Little Dire Straits and Romeo and Juliet. Just seems appropriate right now.